It's time once again for Here's What's Happening in Carrington, New Rockford, and surrounding areas on KDAK The Cardinal.
All right, this morning in the studio, we're glad to be joined by Jeff Gale. Jeff is the Foster County Extension agent. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
And how's it going?
It's okay. I was surprised to see the wind blowing snow down the street this morning when I got up, though.
Yeah, you'd think that it's pretty strong winds to blow that snow right now.
It was. Yeah. I had to put rocks in my pocket to get here.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty out there. So, well, thanks, Jeff, for joining us. We appreciate it. Also in the studio, Dion Schaff, District Manager for the Foster County Soil Conservation District. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning.
And how's it going?
Well, like you said, we kind of just get your balance and slide down the street behind the wind. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for getting in safely this morning, Dion.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, Jeff, you're up first. Or actually, Dion, you're up first. Okay. You have some events to talk about, right?
Yeah, I have. There are a couple of things going on in New Rockford in the next few days. 11:30 today, NDSU Extension is holding a cafe talk at the New Rockford Golf Course. They'll have specialists there in the fields of composting and manure, agronomy, and grazing. At 11 o'clock on Monday, Eddy County SCD is holding a discussion on 60-inch corn at the Extension office in New Rockford. RSVPs for that are due tomorrow, so give them a call at 947-2436. We also have a couple of program deadlines I wanted to mention. March 27th is the application deadline for the EQIP program, and the deadline for new applications to CSP is May 29th. They're contacting people and working through the renewals right now. I'd also like to mention that our SCD is starting the process of some hiring. We're looking to hire a full-time technician. The full position announcement is available on our homepage, which is www.fosterscd.com. It's also available on the job service website and in the local paper, The Independent. We'll leave the announcement open if we don't find someone in this first round, but we'd really like to receive applications by the end of this week. You can apply by sending us a resume with references and a cover letter. We're also beginning to take applications for the spring field crew. As you know, this is mainly involved in tree planting and weed barrier installation. Starting wage for that is $15 an hour, and most of the work will be in May and June. As always, that work is extremely weather dependent, so very variable schedule. We have also added some services like weeding and mowing, and that will hopefully extend the crew's field season, so they'll get some more hours in that way too.
Okay, good deal. Thanks, Dion. Jeff, we want to talk about some heirloom plants and gardening this morning, right?
Yes, that's right. You know, Sunday after church, I went out for lunch, and I was having a conversation with people at my table, and one of the older men began to tell me about his garden, and I was asking him what he grew, and I asked if he had rhubarb, and then he started telling me about things he grew when he was growing up on the farm, and he mentioned wonderberries. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of wonderberries before. He said they were about the size of your thumb, and you had to wait until after a frost before you ate them. He said they'd turn yellow, and they were good to eat after a frost. Mm. I love berries of every kind, strawberries, blackberries, Juneberries, but I've never heard of wonderberries. Mm-hmm. So I asked a specialist from NDSU, and she hadn't heard of them either. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if some of our listeners remember some of the things they had when they were growing up. Maybe they tasted better than anything that's available now in our supermarkets. These are things that are called heirloom plants. They're traditional varieties. They're not the latest hybrids that have been developed. These are things that, because of their special characteristics, were grown in the past. Okay. And we're going to have a special program about these heirloom plants at the Carrington City Library. It will be on Thursday, March 19th, beginning at 6:30. And the speaker will be Steve Zwinger from the NDSU Carrington Research Extension Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be interesting.
And if anyone remembers some old-time plants they grew in their garden when they were growing up, they can give me a call at the Extension office. I'd be glad to hear their stories.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's exciting. And gardening, talking about gardening is a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. And we have the garden forums coming up, too. So we actually have five consecutive weeks of programs about gardens meeting at the Carrington City Library. So the dates begin, the first one's March 19th, and then March 26th, April 2nd, 9th, and 16th, all at 6:30 in the evening. So we welcome everybody to come out for that. And in that first program, we actually have some seeds of some heirloom vegetables for people to take home and try in their garden this summer. So we'd welcome everybody to come out for that.
All right. Good deal. Well, thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it. Dion, you want to talk about prevent plants and cover crops, right?
Yes. We're pretty much expecting there's going to be at least some prevent plant this spring. Not sure yet how much, but there's going to be some. And we have some recommendations from some articles by Abby Wick. She's an NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist, so some of your listeners may have met her at workshops around here already. So a full season cover crop on prevent plant acres can improve soil health and water management, control weeds, and prepare it for next year's crop. Your goals with that cover crop are often going to depend on what you intend to plant next year. The cover crops will use the water to help dry the site out and keep salt from accumulating on or near the ground surface. They will suppress weed growth if the weeds are sprayed out before the planting of the cover crop. They can prevent erosion, build soil organic matter, reduce nitrogen loss or fix nitrogen, build beneficial soil biology, recover nutrients, and treat compaction. They can also be used to provide pollinator habitat, wildlife cover and food, increased water storage capacity, and of course for early winter grazing. Something to note is that if the cover crop is hayed or grazed prior to November 1st, then your prevent plant dollars will be reduced to a 35% payment. Prevent plant has also been suggested as an opportunity to experiment with cover crops to see what works well for you. Abby also suggests, well, she terms it, trust your gut. Don't let indecision prevent you from picking a mix and getting it into the ground. And if you're not comfortable with what you're considering, simplify the mix until you are. She does provide some guidelines for using cover crops on prevent plant acres. First, let your insurance agent know you're planning to plant cover crops and make sure you have an approved planting date and are complying with risk management agency guidelines. Second, control weeds before planting your cover crop and make sure your herbicide residuals won't affect it. Third, if you don't want the cover crop to go to seed, you may want to spray it out before seed production. Always know how you intend to terminate it before you plant it. And fourth, if you're concerned about weed seed in your cover crop mix, samples can be sent to the North Dakota State Seed Lab to be tested for germ and for weed seed. She does have a few suggestions about species. If you're seeding before July 15th, she suggests a simple cool and warm season grass mix, such as barley and millet or sorghum and oats. If seeding after July 15th, broadleaves could be included. You may want to refer to the cover crop chart from the Agricultural Research Service station in Mandan for information on species. If you want to include cereal rye in your planting plan, this is best seeded after the previous cover crop is terminated, most likely in August. The first cover provides residue cover and moisture control, and the timing then is better for rye and other cool seasons to grow. She also notes that seeding rates for each species in a mix should be adjusted depending on what else is in the mix, especially for grasses. If you have only one, go to the high end of the seeding rate. If you have two, use a lower rate for both. Again, pick a mix that you're going to be able to work with for seeding and that you know how you'll manage it and what effects you're trying to achieve with it. There are resources for Prevent Plant and Cover Crops available from NDSU Extension and from NRCS if anyone needs more information.
All righty. Awesome. Well, thanks you guys for stopping in. Jeff, do you have anything else this morning?
No, that's all. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thank you. Okay. Dion, you're all good?
Just a reminder, 11:30 today at the New Rockford Golf Course and 11 o'clock Monday, but they want you to RSVP by tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. Well, thanks you guys for stopping in. We appreciate it. This morning in studio, we're glad to be joined by Jeff Gale, Foster County Extension Agent, and also Dion Schaff, District Manager for the Foster County Soil Conservation District. And that concludes another edition of Here's What's Happening This Morning on KDAK, The Cardinal.